Welcome back to The Late Trade. Stephen Silvani, Matt Randell, Damien Barrett with you until 6 p.m. Melbourne time, as always on Late Trade 2020 Trade Radio. Guys, Ben Brown wants to get to Melbourne. We felt that was the case for some time. It is officially the club that he wants to end up at. How's it get done? Have North lost the ability, Matt, to really demand massive compensation for him in that transaction, given the almost the preparedness that they've displayed to allow him to explore the market?
They can't ask for massive, no, they can't. So I reckon this one's pretty simple. I reckon Melbourne's give him 25, deal done, put the paperwork in straight away, away we go.
Simple as that.
Simple as that.
Is it almost too much for him?
No, I think that's fair.
Yep.
I mean, on the past year and his knee injury, you wouldn't be giving up anything under 15, for sure and certain, even though he's a key position player.
Yep.
A limited one in a way, as we know. I reckon that's a fair deal. Melbourne haven't got anything below that, and I reckon that don't mess around with that. Just go and do it.
And this is the trade whiz. Book a professional clean with Whiz. Let them do the dirty work for you. You're big on the Whiz app.
Yes, Sos. It's good that you've downloaded it.
I've downloaded it. I haven't actually accessed it, so to speak, but I have actually downloaded it. That's a start, isn't it?
It took you a while to actually use the Brutal Truth products, it's done some wonderful work. Trust me.
You reckon he needed some work done, do you, Sos?
Well, I'll tell you, he's coming with a bit of bounce after the weekend, you know.
Need all the help I can get these days. So, back to Ben Brown. Do you like that scenario, the pick 25?
I think it's probably going to involve the second round pick. But having said that, there might be a player on the Melbourne list that the North Melbourne Football Club may like. It may, you know, it may involve the pick and a player, or maybe a, you know, just a straight out player.
What player would you be referring to?
And look, I'm not. I just think that possibly it's how many picks you want, right, in a draft, and certainly right at the minute, North Melbourne have got a few picks, so I would think that maybe someone like a Brayshaw might come into a consideration, and this is just my view. I haven't heard anything.
Yep.
But someone like a Brayshaw could suit North Melbourne.
If it was Brayshaw, it wouldn't be the first time North Melbourne has asked the question about Angus Brayshaw.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, no, absolutely. Yeah. They did a lot of work on him. I think it was 2 years ago. I think it was even a year that he finished in a placing in the Brownlow medal. And as we know, it hasn't worked for him in the two seasons since, has it? In terms of him reaching those same heights.
He just
heights.
Seems to be playing on the outside. And just with Melbourne's mix, right at the minute, he just struggles to get on the inside with Petrarca and Viney and Oliver and these types. So, he's going to struggle to get in the midfield in terms of playing inside. So where
is he? So why would that be the case? If he was able to finish third in a Brownlow, playing that role, why would he not be able to get back into his later?
Maybe because Petrarca has got fit, probably didn't play as much through the midfield. Yep. So he's probably taken his spot, his explosiveness, it gives him something a little bit, because they're not overly quick in the middle, Melbourne. So they're all sort of insiders. So maybe that gives him a little bit of a different mix.
Well, that would complicate matters immensely in terms of transacting, wouldn't it? Clearly, if the Ben Brown departure
possibly,
was predicated on Angus Brayshaw
possibly
coming across.
Not, but Melbourne might be tight in terms of their cap as well, and they might see this as an opportunity to free some money up and do whatever they want to do.
I suppose that they've brought in, obviously, Lever and May on good money. Yeah. They had enough to throw around on Isaac Smith, though. They missed out there. But that wasn't massive offerings, by the way.
They overlooked Jack Martin, the pick before Carlton in the...
Yeah,
in the pre-season,
so they couldn't afford him.
Yeah.
If you go through Melbourne's list, they really haven't got a lot to offer up. They've probably got the lowest number of young players, 22 and under, that I've that I've done so far. I haven't done the top eight yet, but there's not a heap that you'd want to give up. But what they have got excess of is tough inside mids.
And we spoke to the caller a while ago, talking about, you know, how many young players you want to bring in. So this might be, you know, it might be pick 25, but there might be another player at Melbourne that North Melbourne see as, you know what, we wouldn't mind that type of player, oldish player for 2 years, just
to help the young kids. Yeah. Look, the brochure one, again, as I said, as fact, North Melbourne had asked the question in previous trade periods. And with Sean Higgins going to Geelong, there's obviously another midfield spot there they need to cover to a point. It makes sense.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Thanks, Damo.
Do you know something that
No, I actually don't. I actually just came up with that a couple of minutes ago and, you know.
I'm learning with you. I don't think you raised anything without having some knowledge.
I've got no knowledge. I really haven't.
And when you say you don't know, I know you do know. Do you like the possibilities around
Brochure? Look, they could
use him. It'd be hard to get, though, wouldn't it?
It'd be hard to get. They could use him, but...
What would they have to give up? I mean, for what it's worth, I agree with you that pick 25 that Melbourne's got access to right now would be, I feel, a fair trade for Ben Brown. So you look at that in isolation of the Brayshaw possibilities. North, you wouldn't be giving up pick 2, obviously. But
no.
But what would you be
or
doing?
11. I wouldn't be given 11.
No.
So they've got 27.
27.
Well, they're going to have picks for maybe Higgins and who else is leaving there?
Higgins out and Brown will be the one
they're the ones that sort of are tradable. I'm not sure the others are tradable.
So 27-ish is about your ranking of Brayshaw in this year's draft. Again, I know it's an inexact science
not really.
Asking to do.
No, it's higher, but
he'd be higher, yeah.
Yeah, you'd have to work around.
If you're talking about pick 6 or 7.
While we're talking about all these picks and that, we're only really talking about this draft. There'll be a lot of clubs trying to trade into next year's draft.
Okay.
There'll be a massive amount of trying to get into next year's. It is a cracker. So you'll see a lot more of that this year so it's really hard to predict what's going to happen there.
Okay. He managed the 14 games this year. Angus Brayshaw out of the possible 17, averaged 16 disposals, 5 goals a match, 3 tackles a match. Again, he just has not reached the heights of the Brownlow.
The 3 placing. Games he missed, were they... Was he injured or was he...
He wasn't omitted.
He wasn't?
No, he wasn't omitted. So, I can't recall if he missed the 3 in a chunk. He had that foot injury that he's had for some time. But, yeah, no, he certainly wasn't dropped. I don't think he's been dropped, has he?
Pick 2 in the draft, wasn't he? So
he was.
I think they just want to keep these tough inside mids together and add round them.
Mm. Yep.
And Petrarca's moved up into the in and out mid. Now he's got fit.
He has. That was the Trade Whiz. Book a professional clean with Whiz online or through the app. The app, according to Sauce, is one of the great apps. Let's take a break. And on the other side of it, we'll go back to your calls on 1300 23 55 48.